This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is October 16th, and it was on this date in 1829, 190 years ago, that a new hotel opened in Boston that became the first in modern-day history to feature indoor plumbing. Other than having toilets and baths, the Tremont House also featured other firsts, including a reception area, locked rooms for guests, bellboys, and yes, free soap. Opening night was met with plenty of pomp and circumstance, headlined by a celebratory dinner consisting of roast beef, boiled cod, turkey, and grapes.
On the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island.
And it was on this date in 1962 that the Cuban Missile Crisis officially began, when a photo confirming that the Soviet Union had placed nuclear missiles on Cuba, 90 miles off the coast of Florida, were shown to President John F. Kennedy. What would follow was 13 excruciating days of tension between the two rivals. Finally, on October 28th, after a period of long talks, both Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev agreed that the Soviets would withdraw the missiles in exchange for the public assurance the U.S. would not invade Cuba, thus ending one of the tensest times in American history. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow, when today is history.